producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to jump online and check us out, you may. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, those two pages correlate one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. That's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. As a matter of fact, yesterday, well, you know why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And to say that, to say this, yesterday we were exposing the state-controlled media as to how it's all bought and paid for. We heard from a journalist from Germany. He's also an editor who exposed the world global system concerning the outsources, how you get your media and such, how it's all owned and operated by six corporations, as well as how mainline journalists are bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA globally. So what good is the CIA, friends? Well, take a look. Today we're going to be talking about some just crazy stuff, folks. And so what I'll do is I'm going to do things in reverse a little bit here. We'll get to Sons of Liberty Media after the show because I want to give you the understanding as to what Isaiah 5:20 means when he said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm talking about America. Because the nation which prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and it deserves one. And folks, when I take that over to Daniel 8:25, did you know that Scripture tells us prophetically, always does, always has, always will? And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, witchcraft. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he shall destroy many. Now, they're destroyed by peace because they've forgotten God's moral law. Read the whole book of Daniel when you get a moment. Now, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the fact that America, just recently, I've seen this, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to play an audio piece for you in just a moment here. But folks, we know that Barack Hussein Obama is the one that coined the phrase, "The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam." Now, it's also interesting to note, when you look at pictures of him with his Islamic garb on, America's still trying to figure out who he is and what he's all about. Well, I can tell you right now, friends, he's not an American, and I can also tell you this, friends, he is not ruling through the Constitution of the United States of America. This is foreign law and what you're seeing today. But what I'm going to expose today, friends, is this. The fact that we have Barack Hussein Obama at the United Nations talking about how we're not supposed to zero in or demonize those that believe in their faith. And of course, he's defending the Muslims again from, guess who, friends? The Christians. Because we already seen what the DHS has done. They've labeled you, America. If you own a gun, you're a terrorist. If you believe in the Constitution, you're a terrorist. If you're anti-Muslim, you're anti-gay, you're a terrorist. If you're a pro-lifer, you're a terrorist. This is your government saying this since September 11th, 2001. And folks, I want to say it this way. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have the power to right the wrongs. But you're undoing yourself, America, by tolerating this administration, by giving credibility to this administration as if to suggest he really is an American president. Folks, when you have foreigners from all over the globe calling this man out for who he really is. Now, Sam, can you go ahead and play this piece? This is at the UN, and I thought it was very diplomatic, but it was straightforward. But listen to this foreigner actually confront Barack Hussein Obama, and listen carefully.
Violent extremism is not unique to any one faith. So no one should be profiled or targeted simply because of their faith. Yet, we have to recognize that ISIL is targeting Muslim communities around the world.
Barack, you said, and you're quite right, that every religion has its extremists. But we have to be frank that the biggest problem we have today is the Islamist extremist violence that has given birth to ISIL, to Al-Shabaab, to Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, and so many other groups.
Now, folks, in saying that, I want to bring you over to former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who is an intern services intelligence operator, on record stating this. Listen carefully to what this intel secretary from Britain said, America. He said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this. But there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. And he said the country that is behind all of this is none other than the United States of America. Now, folks, we just heard Barack Hussein Obama that we're not to target any groups of faith. Of course, he's defending Islam because Islam is being uncovered globally. Foreign countries across the globe, friends, right now are kicking them out of their countries. Why? Because they see the doctrine in which they believe. And it was, by the way, none other than the British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, who said that the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog. And see, folks, don't wait until after the fact before you actually stand up and do something about the issues at hand. Because we're seeing that these Islamic devils, folks, that are invading European countries right now are not the victims. They're actually invading forces. Okay? And this is what they do. They lie. It's totalitarian methods, folks. It's nothing new under the sun. It's stuff that I've been blowing off concerning the top of the mountain for the people to hear over the last 6 years concerning this administration. And folks, it didn't start with Barack Hussein Obama. It started a long time ago. Folks, when you look at the United Nations, which was birthed out of war, World War II, what do we see? We see nothing but a bunch of whores and prostitutes and evil men and corrupt individuals conglomerating together, talking about what they need to do to bring about a one world government. This is nothing new under the sun. And by the way, might I remind you, this is not a theory. It is a fact. Read the word of God, friends, and you'll see what Daniel said in 8, verse 25, chapter 8, verse 25, is right on the money. He's destroying through peace because America, you won't be ruled by God's law.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture? and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Not talking about conspiracy, talking about that which is right before your face, America. 53 countries that listen to us on a daily basis. Folks, these type of leaders, speaking of those that are trying to create a new world order, are permitted to flourish because the people at large love not the truth, and therefore perish because of their adherence to deception and unrighteousness. That's why this guy's getting, he's only getting away, America, with what you're allowing him to get away with. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. Read it when you get a moment. What's the bottom line? Here it is. But if you will not listen carefully unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, said God in Leviticus 26:14-18. He said, if you refuse, if you despise, and do not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. It reminds me of this in parallel. You know, when the atheist that says, you know, I just don't believe in God. You know, the fact of the matter is, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. And I want to say this. There's no atheist in hell that doesn't believe God. The Bible tells us that even the devils believe and tremble. And folks, the fact of the matter is, regardless if you want to believe it or not, it doesn't matter. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And we're talking about the justice and judgment of God. Here's another one for you. In Deuteronomy 28, we're talking about this administration. It says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, this is a part of the judgments of God. The Lord will drive you and the king, the president, you set over you to a nation unknown to you or your ancestors. Does that sound like the UN, friends, that was contrived out of World War II? Verse 43, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head and you will be the tail. Verse 49, the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, like an evil eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. Is that what's happening, friends? I can go on if you would like me to. You want to talk about prophetic accuracy as to what's happening in America today? To give credibility to this administration, folks, shows America at large and the world at large how deceived you have been and how deceived you are to tolerate the crimes of this man's administration day after day, week after week. And it's interesting, when he was at the UN, he was talking about how we're not to target certain religions. That's all he's been doing since he's been in office, friends. And from the inside out, a friend of mine, who's a former CIA agent, said that this administration's whole objective is to destroy the Constitution and to destroy the Christian faith. What's been happening, friends? The above said. The above said. Going back to Leviticus 26, 14 through 18, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken, listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. What is sin? Transgression of God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. Read Deuteronomy 5. Bradley, this is theory. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, with the cry of grave national emergency, which, by the way, is the plea of every dictator, friends. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the government. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. But if we even go back to he who preceded General MacArthur, we have the fourth president of the United States, the father of our Constitution, when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you just heard, you just got done hearing, folks, what the former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Intern Services Intelligence Officer, said. He went on the record saying, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. Folks, I seen a documentary over in the Middle East. They were asking about the Al-Qaeda. They said that it was created by the CIA. Then they went on, Secretary Robin Cook did, and he said, any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States, of course. Putin just even went on record, folks, talking about who is supplying ISIS? Who is ISIS? What are they being used for? Well, they're creating terror. People are trying to figure out who's funding them. Well, folks, when I was in South Carolina last year, I went to a pastoral meeting, and a missionary was there talking about how he was in a foreign land, and he watched the United States government drop off military supplies to ISIS. This is going to go on and on and on and on until all of your rights have been quashed, friends, taken away from you. And let me just, for the record, take it home a little bit closer for you, because most people that know their history know that any dictator always uses terrorism. Adolf Hitler used it. Stalin used it. As a matter of fact, going to Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State under George W. Bush, she's the one that said of Joseph Stalin, the man that killed millions of his own people, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Yes, and now they're doing it on a global scale, folks. They're using this to create a one-world government. And folks, they don't want you to know that. But yet, it's in the faces of the American people over and over and over and over again. I mean, folks, let's just go back. Here, this is for the record. Here's Barack Hussein Obama. He entertains America's sworn enemies in the White House. He creates crimes globally, then he blames the American people for it, fast and furious. He has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood, American military hardware, and F-16s. He's given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion. Folks, who is ISIS? He's appointed Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties to governmental positions, the fox in the chicken coop. Folks, for those that did not know, just last week, while the Pope was in America, guess what Barack Hussein was doing through sleight of hand? He was releasing more terrorists, known terrorists, from Guantanamo Bay. He's also appointed to Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties. As well as I just said, but this is back a while, releasing five more high-risk detainees from Guantanamo Bay. And don't forget about the appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee. Folks, what is it that you need? His advisor, Valerie Jarrett, in the White House is an Iranian, folks. She's a radical Muslim. What do you think is going on in your country? This is perfect, perfect judgment. Let me show you how this works. Just to give you a little insight. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to equate what Barack Hussein Obama is talking about, because he said it's ignorance to equate Islam with terror. I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to... Hang on, live radio. By the way, again, folks, if you would like to call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You know, the sad fact of the matter of what I'm talking about right now, folks, is people are catching on. They're catching on really quick as to what's going on. The American people, not all of us, but there's a good portion that are slowly waking up to the fact that you've been duped. You've been duped. And nobody likes playing the stooge, do they? But as when I started the show off today, I said, the nation which prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Folks, do you deserve a master? Do you want a master? When I come back, I'm going to ask you, who's starting all these fires? Who's creating all this chaos? We explored the media yesterday. We found out that the CIA is controlling that. We also heard from a doctor from Germany who's an editor and journalist who said all of your information, America, is completely false and contrived. We're going to come right back after this.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, are you made by the dupes of designing men? Folks, you're being laughed at on a daily basis. You're being laughed at for what you tolerate in this country. Foreign countries all over the world, friends, are waiting for the American people to stand up and take their country back. And what's happening, folks, is Islam and Barack Hussein Obama and his administration have been uncovered over and thousands of times. And it's time for the American people to stand up and invoke Article 2, Section 4. But yet we can't find one representative with enough backbone to actually draw up the articles of impeachment. Now, folks, I want you again to hear this carefully, okay? Because in Daniel chapter 8, verse 25, it says, "And through his policy," folks, not law. Law follows policy. Everything this individual's been doing is policy. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. It's that simple. "And through his policy," Scripture tells us of the Antichrist, "he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart." There has not been a greater narcissist than this administration that I know of in the history of the United States of America. Read Isaiah 14. "And he shall, by peace, destroy many." How's he destroying? Through the ignorance of those that don't know the difference. Through those that tolerate. Through those that are apathetic. And all those fall under the lot of what God said in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you've forgotten my law," he said, "I'll forget your Do your homework, friends. If the American people, which are the law, said Thomas Jefferson, if the American people would stand up and act out and take the obligation and duty that God has commanded, this administration would be charged after it was indicted, after it was impeached, regardless of what our representatives want to do. We can deal with them, too. And the only reason they're protecting Barack Hussein Obama in this country, friends, is because they are protecting themselves and their crimes. Now, I want you to listen carefully, because this is, again, Barack Hussein Obama. He said, so part of our job together is to work to reject such extremism that infects too many of our young people. I want you to keep in mind that this is the man, the first gay president. This is the devil in the White House, folks, that has voted 242 times to make sure babies are murdered in the womb, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics. Do your homework. He wants to reject extremism, but he's the one advocating it. You better bet your bottom dollar. That is totalitarianism. That's the definition of it right there. But he said to the UN, part of that effort must be a continued rejection by Muslims of those who distort Islam. Folks, that's all this individual's been doing since day one, is distorting truth. I mean, folks, he's got 40 different Social Security numbers. He's got other aliases, a.k.a., hey, Barry Satoro, right? But he takes on a Muslim name, Barack Hussein Obama. That would have been your first clue, America. The second one would have been when he came back from his American tour and he said that there was 57 states that he just got off tour. Folks, there's 50 states in our union. There is 57 states in the Muslim nation. He goes on, part of the effort that must be continued in the rejection by Muslims of those who distort Islam to preach intolerance and promote violence. And it must also involve a rejection by non-Muslims of the ignorance that equates Islam with terror. By the way, America, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but just yesterday, of course, the state-controlled narrative is not to tell you the truth. It's to keep you confused. But do keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama is stacking your federal government not only with radical homosexuals and transvestites. Case in point, just last week he appointed a radical homosexual to the Secretary of War. Now he's beginning to stack radical Muslims right behind them, just like I've always said. Just like I've always said. The radical Muslims are on the heels of the radical homosexuals. But we're supposed to, friends, we're supposed to reject extremism, and that's all that this individual has lived out or exhibited since day one. Extremism as to who we are and what he has been fighting against since day one. Part of that effort must be continued rejection by Muslims of those who distort Islam to preach intolerance and promote violence. And it must also involve a rejection by non-Muslims of the ignorance that equates Islam with terror. Folks, just forget about the two towers. Forget about what happened on September 11th, 2001, saith he. Forget about what the state-controlled media told you. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. History's repeating itself. Conspiracies always happen within, not without. That's the way they're controlled. Now, those were the words of Barack Hussein Obama at the United Nations of thugs, thieves, and despots. And that was just a couple of days ago. And again, keep in mind, this is the individual in the People's White House that said, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. I thought he was a Christian, friends. Nope, he's been attacking Christians since day one. And that's his objective. It's ignorance, saith he, to equate Islam with terror. Really. 1979... American diplomats were taken hostage by the Islamic Republic of Iran. August 29th, 1981, Vienna synagogue attacked, 2 dead, 30 injured by Muslims. October 2nd, 1982, Great Synagogue of Rome attacked, 1 dead, 37 injured. Muslims. November 11th, 1982, Tyre headquarters bombing, 91 dead, 55 injured. Islamic terror. April 18th, 1983, the April 1983 U.S. Embassy bombing in Beirut, Lebanon by the Islamic Jihad Organization, 63 dead, 120 injured. October 23rd, 1983, the 1983 Beirut barracks bombing by the Islamic Jihad organization, 307 dead, 75 injured. December 12, 1983, Kuwait bombing, the 90-minute coordinated attack of six key foreign and Kuwaiti installations, including two embassies, the airport, and the country's main petrochemical plant, was more notable for the damage it might have caused than that which actually destroyed. What might have been the worst terrorist episode of the 20th century in the Middle East, succeeding in killing only six people because of the bomb's faulty rigging. That was in 1983, December 12th. September 20th, 1984, embassy annex bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, 24 dead. April 12th, 1985, El Descanso bombing, 18 dead, 82 injured. These were all radical Muslims, friends. And keep in mind, in Cairo, at Cairo University, June 4th, 2009, Barack Obama said, Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. See, this is what you put up with, America. October 2nd, 1985, Achille Lauro, hijacking, one dead. Muslims. December 27th, 1985, Rome and Vienna airport attacks, 23 dead, 139 injured. Islamic terrorists. June 14, 1985, TWA Flight 847, hijacking, one dead. Who was it, folks? You guessed it. But again, Islam is a proud tradition of tolerance. Really? Of who? And by the way, I'm not trying to negotiate. You can't negotiate with these people. You must deal with these people. There is no in-between, folks. And see, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to neuter anybody that would stand up against the proud tradition of tolerance concerning the Islamic individuals. April 2nd, 1986, TWA Flight 840 bombing, four dead, seven injured. All coming from the tradition of tolerance to the Islamic terrorists. September 6, 1986. Folks, I'm just going to give you dates. December 21st, 1988. July 7th, 1989. Tel Aviv, Jerusalem bus, 405 suicide attack. Near Yerim, 16 dead. February 4th, 1990, a bus carrying Israeli tourists in Egypt was attacked by Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine. 11 people, including 9 Israelis, died and 17 others were injured. March 17, 1992, January 25, 1993, February 26, 1993, World Trade Center bombing in New York City killed 6, 1,042 injured. Who was that, friends? Islamic terrorists. Do keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama said the Muslim call to prayer is one of the prettiest sounds at sunset. Folks, who's the enemy? Who's the enemy, America? Who does he attack, America? Who is he attacking, America? The world sees it, but the American people, you don't see it? March 12, 1993. 257 people killed by Muslims. July 2nd, 1993, 35 intellectuals from Turkey, most of whom were Alevis. Arson attack. April 6, 1994, Afula bus suicide bombing, 8 dead, wounded 55. April 13, 1994, July 18, 1994. Folks, they've been using this as a system to bring in a new world order for a long time. And these are the crimes, and where are they? Isn't it interesting, folks, that no matter where you're at in the United States of America, the NSA knows exactly where you're at. Check out your GPS. Ask GPS where you're at. It will tell you exactly where you're at. And you're telling me these people can't find these supposed terrorists? And folks, Putin just told us today, I trust Putin as far as I can throw him. I trust him as much as I trust Barack Hussein Obama. But in his truth, I'm sorry, in his confusion, he blurted the truth out when he said somebody's got to be funding these mercenaries. And he said those mercenaries that are doing the killing with ISIS right now are those that are getting paid the most. Where are all these grants going, friends? Where are your tax dollars going, friends? This isn't nothing new under the sun. Wake up! I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him, and one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As usual, we're getting phone calls. I don't have time for them right now, folks. I don't know why you want to wait till the last minute, but you are. I'm talking about what's going on in our country right now because the nation which prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. And we have been talking about how Barack Hussein Obama is basically putting the Islam, the Islamic jihadist, in the position of the victim. And again, this is what they do, friends. It's ignorant to equate Islam with terror, and that's all I've been doing over the last couple segments, is giving off dates, friends, and talking about Islamic jihadist terrorist acts. And, you know, Here's the man that has no shamefacedness, folks. Islam is a proud tradition of tolerance, and that's all they do is kill people. Then he goes on, the Muslim call to prayer is one of the prettiest sounds at sunset. This is the president. He said in the book, Audacity of Hope, page 261, I will stand with the Muslims should the political wind shift in an ugly direction. Folks, this is an American nation. This is a Christian nation. You know what he said furthermore, friends? He said, Islam is not a part of the problem in combating violent extremism. It is an important part of promoting peace. This is what he said. Peace according to who? My goodness, friends. I started out in just naming dates. In 1979, I can go all the way to the present, friends. And there's hundreds of dates. Hundreds of crimes these people have committed against the people worldwide. Here's a picture of a Islamist, a Muslim radical here. Behead those who insult Islam. Behead those who insult Islam. Kill the infidel, say they. And folks, here's another picture right in front of my face. We're doing live radio here, friends. Got another picture in front of my face right now. Barack Hussein Obama said September 10th, 2014, it may be 19, friends, it's real small. The Islamic State is not Islamic. The vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslims. I mean, who does this devil think he's kidding? And folks, also keep in mind, don't get your eye off the ball here. Because I want you to understand that this is all aimed at the Christian institutions, patriots, Americans, friends. You do need to understand that. If you remember rightly, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, the first gay president, the one that's stacking your military with radical Muslims and your government with Muslims and radical homosexuals, said, remember that during the Crusades, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. Yeah, I can't think of anything. And it amazes me how people blame Christ for the things that he shed his blood over concerning the Calvary experience. You know, it's amazing to me how many people are mad at hypocritical Christians. Wait a second. Nobody rebuked those hypocrites more than Christ himself did. So why are you putting Christ's name on their shirt? He rebukes that. And folks, I want to tell you something else he's rebuking right now. The American people for tolerating the crimes against we the people, namely what's going to fall to our posterity if we don't stand up and do something about it lawfully. I got another picture in front of me. I want to recite this real quick, and then I want to give you the method as to how this thing works, or how this works. The children of jihad grow to replace those killed in a jihad. It's got a little picture of about an 8-year-old boy with an AK-47 in his hand. Who's arming these guys? Who's training these guys? Why is this guy dismantling America's military? Why is he attacking our priests and our pastors? Why is he sicking the homosexuals on anybody that doesn't agree with their dangerous ideology, their abominable lifestyles? Wait a second, I thought he was the victim. I thought all these people that we're talking about right now were the victims. No, they're not the victims, friends. They're the perpetrators. But it reminds me of what Joseph Mengele said, German SS officer under Adolf Hitler. By the way, they hired Muslim mercenaries to do their killing for him, for those that did not know, along with the Christian youth out of the evangelical churches in Germany. So don't think it can't happen here, friends. It can. Dr. Joseph Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're doing it. But that just can't be happening here in America, Steph. No way. Around 100 B.C., Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, listen carefully, Marcus Licinius Crassus established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all the surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Rome and Roman history through his extortive measure. His measures. So this leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fires since he made such gain from them. Folks, that's all you always have to look to. Is who's making gain from what just happened? Why since September 11th, America, I just want to ask you the question, why is it that you have been called upon by your government, to give up your rights, even going so far as to disarm you, America, before an Islamic threat? Even to the point where, America, you go through the airport, you're targeted, but illegal immigrants, leave them alone. Come on! Think, America! Wake up! For your sake! That's a whole other story. TSA is completely unconstitutional. It's a pretended authority. DHS is a pretended authority. It has no place in our Constitution. And I could go after bureaucracy after bureaucracy after bureaucracy of those that have been established since September 11, 2001 that have no constitutional authority whatsoever. It's a pretended authority. But as long as you believe they're there to protect you, friends, then you've got what you've got coming. And I want to end the way that I started. The nation which prefers disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one.
Absolutely. It's amazing when you look what's going on. You look at, you know, it just reminded me when you were talking about, you know, Barack Obama, how he's always defending, you know, Islam.
Always.
He's always defending the Muslims and so on and so forth.
And he's always attacking the Christians.
That's
and he's
right.
always attacking the Christians and those crazies and those that actually want their country back.
Right. But
yeah.
he himself, you know, is supposed to be a Christian. But of course, he doesn't protect the Christians.
No.
And he doesn't invoke Jesus Christ.
And you're
all
supposed to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say.
That's absolutely right. It's amazing what's going on there. What's even more amazing is the fact that the American people as a whole turn a blind eye to it because they're so caught up in their own sports, their own entertainment, their own lives, and they say, you know, surely this could never happen here. Well, listen, it's happening here. That's why we have a job to do, and that's why the Sons of Liberty is doing what we're doing on a daily basis to seek and save that which is lost. We know that our hope is found in Christ, but, you know, you ever heard that saying, God helps those who help themselves. We cannot expect the Lord to do what he's called us to do. Do you have feet? Then you can walk and share with someone the gospel. Do you have a mouth? Then you can open up and speak the truth.
Why is it that people have to wait for bad things to happen? Why don't they understand prevention is better than cure?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You know, you look at different organizations like, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. What are those? Those are a bunch of moms who ended up losing their kids first, probably for
God
the most
forbid,
part, before they got involved in doing something about the problem. When you're looking at all these different organizations, what are they birthed out of? They're birthed out of some sort of tragedy that happened. Well, we don't want the tragedy to take place. We don't want
destruction taking place globally.
Right, of course. But we don't want destruction to take place before we sit and do something about the problem. We want to do something about the problem before it takes place.
Yeah.
Prevention is better than cure.
You know, has this president, has this administration since day one, friends, asked, have they been asked real questions? Have they ever been asked unscripted questions? Has this president ever spoken to a group of people without a teleprompter? And if he has, we see what happens. He loses his mind. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And friends, I want to say this too. I'm not so much angry, because it is personal, don't get me wrong, as to what this administration does, but this guy is so simple to read, it's sick. I mean, you just can't fix stupid when you tolerate this man's crimes.
And you don't have to look far to see it. I mean, it's not like it's really hidden. It's so obvious. It's like
and he's getting more emboldened day by day, committing his crimes against we the people, because for the most part, the American people believe that for some reason, he's still got 16 months to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do to America before, you know, we change over and get a different president.
That's right. We have a job to do. We need your support to continue to do what we do and speak forth the truth that so many people are afraid or don't want to speak forth.
I mean, just think about that just for a moment, Stephanie. I don't mean to keep breaking you out, but it jacks me up. Just think about this. The government says you go ahead and commit as much crime as you want to, but you only have 8 years to do it.
Horrible.
We're not going to do anything until the 8 years are over with. And then you're going to be long gone anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Folks, that's sick. That is backwards and it's un-American. Love you by what we do.
See ya. Please support us.
1 John 3:18, deeds, not words.
So don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
855-905-MyTV.